Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started.
Es lunes, mi favorito día de la semana, ¿es correcto? It's my favorite day of the week because I've never had this week before and I can't wait to see what the week is going to hold. Okay, so today I want to talk about VAWA because it's the month of VAWA. Every morning coffee we're having, we're talking about VAWA because it's my favorite. But I want to talk to you about it in the context of an I-751. So this is super important for people who they've already got what's called a conditional green card. They've already gotten a green card, but it was for only 2 years. Based on their marriage to an American or a lawful permanent resident, usually an American. But in that 2 years, the marriage is perhaps not going to last. They're realizing what happens next because my marriage is not working. So if this applies to you or someone that you know, then the benefit of knowing that if I've experienced extreme cruelty from my spouse during the marriage or even after we've separated or perhaps even after we've divorced, and I know that my green card is not, I didn't get a 10-year green card, I only got a 2-year, the benefit is you don't have to wait until the 90 days before your 2 years expires. You can go ahead and file your I-751 now, which is going to fast track you getting your 10-year green card, assuming your I-751 is approved, which means then you can later become, if you want, a U.S. citizen sooner. So it's not, of course, you don't want to have experienced extreme cruelty from your spouse, but if you have, then there's no reason to wait and your spouse is not involved in the process. So I don't care what nonsense he or she is saying to you about, I'm not going to petition for you and you're going to get deported and I'm going to call the government on you, all this other stuff that I know spouses say when they're being ugly. If any of that is happening to you, you can just let that go in one ear and out the other. There may be situations where, you know, you don't know if your marriage is going to last. I mean, I remember that. I think that that happens at least once a year, you know, if we're being honest. Relationships are not actually a guarantee for a lifetime. I've been married for 17 years, and I think that we all regularly hit rough patches, and you don't know what the relationship's going to look like in the future. And my husband is my best friend. He's the dad of my 4 kids. Like, I'm always going to be, he's always going to be part of my life. You know, sometimes marriage is very, very complicated. So if you're going through a season right now where you're like, I don't know if maybe I'm experiencing extreme cruelty. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I still want to be married to this person, but I don't know if he or she wants to be married to me. And it just gets so stressful when it's against the backdrop of, and my immigration status hangs in the balance. So what I want to share with you is that if you're in one of those seasons, number one, don't make any decisions when you're upset, right? Like any of us, it's easy to say, it's a lot harder to do. But don't make any decisions while you're upset. Sometimes it's just a season. It's usually just a season. I have been through so many of those. And I've always been grateful that I didn't quit when I was tired. You know, it's if you quit when you're tired, you look back and you have regrets. So that's the number one tip if you're kind of in this situation. You know, I think number two is don't talk to people to vent, because even if your situation, it's so hard to make a decision. And if you're going to call friends, if you're going to call your parents and you're going to talk to them to vent, then you're just going to add fuel to the fire. You cannot make good decisions when you're in a place of venting. If, however, you want to call and you're asking for someone to say, objectively, this is what I recommend you do, then you need to talk to a professional, because your friends are not objective. Your parents are not objective. Your kids definitely are not objective. And you need someone who's on the outside, who's a professional. Marriage counselor, sometimes people who work in a church could be a really good person to talk to. You have to be careful though, because the church frowns upon divorce so much that sometimes in this day and age, it's hard to know if they're really giving objective advice or advice from a religious perspective. So that's, you know, really going to be up to you as a human, like kind of what your values are. And then last but not least, in terms of getting professional advice, if your immigration status hangs in the balance, you do not want to trust just Google. This is not, I'm not talking to you. You know, I want to sit down and sit across from you at my desk, and I want to be the professional who talks to you, not about all these different types of things. So I think that number two is don't vent, talk to a professional. The third thing, and this just is what it is. If you are someone who has a 2-year green card and you're not sure if your spouse is going to help you go to the next step, and you're not sure if you want your spouse to be involved in the next step, it's really important that if you used an attorney together to get your green card to begin with, you need to go talk to a separate attorney about whether you should file the I-751 by yourself or with your spouse. And here's why you have to talk to a separate attorney, is because if the first attorney, let's make up some names, attorney A, help you and your spouse get your 2-year green card. That attorney represented your spouse and you in that petition. And so if you're going, now they're conflicted because they are the attorney for your spouse forever and ever, just like they're the attorney for you forever and ever. So you need to come over and talk to attorney B to get objective advice about whether or not you should file an I-751 with your spouse or by yourself. And at the end of the day, if you've experienced extreme cruelty from your spouse, even if you stay married, the process of it's under the umbrella of VAWA. It's in the same vein as VAWA, even if we don't use the actual statute called VAWA. You can apply for your I-751 on your own, even if you're still married to your spouse. You know, you have this, it may not be the right path for you, but what I want you to know is you have rights. You have rights. Even if you have just a 2-year green card, my friend, you have rights. No one can take those from you. These are your rights that our country has given to you. Have a wonderful day. It's your week. It's your Monday. It's your Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's your year. This is your month. It's all yours. And like, we are the author and the director and the star of this show called Our Life. And so I want you to know that this is your day. And whatever it is that's going on in your life, we are here for you. And if you need anything, send me a message and I will answer. Have a wonderful day.
My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.